In the misty Ethiopian highlands, the farming day is long and tiring. The harvest is done by hand, and the market is usually a donkey ride away at least. It's a simple life. There's nothing to be heard here except birds in the trees and sheep in the fields.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Or almost nothing, for who could forget the farmer's most useful tool of all? The humble mobile phone. You need look no further than the nearest back pocket to find one. All over Africa, they're big business. But what do they mean down on the farm?
I'm able to get information about maybe on how to go about my own farm through a mobile phone.
After charging your phone, you go and collect the money, you continue with life.
And what does the future hold for charities working with these people?
We need to be more realistic about what ICT and development can do.
If they learn, they can use more using the mobile phone, I think.
In this program, I visit Kenya, where texting, using SMS, and banking are part of a mobile revolution. But I start here, in Ethiopia, in the small, remote town of Kofeli, where fortunately, my host Sultan, who you heard on the phone earlier, is about to hang up.
Our mobile phone is a very useful tool. We use it to contact our relatives who live far away. We also use it for business, to sell our vegetables and to get information from different places.
On the other end of the phone is Aliye, who works for Roba, a non-governmental organisation or charity.
You know, mobile phone reduces their many problems. We also are lucky when they use mobile because their settlement is very scattered. It's difficult and time-consuming. So simply we have their address here and we contact them. Hello, how are you? All these are very, very useful.
Roba was set up by local people, but the project that Aliye coordinates works in partnership with UK charity Sendacow.
My name is Richie Alford and I am the Research and Development Manager at Sendacow. Sendacow is a charity that works in rural areas of Africa and brings agricultural support to farmers in those areas. In Ethiopia, that means that we're working with the resources that they already have. In essence, it's sitting down with people and saying, what do you want to do with what you've got and how can you move forward?
Across Africa, mobile phone subscribers increased from 1 million to an unprecedented 278 million between 1996 and 2007. That's barely a decade. By 2015, the number of handsets in Africa is expected to rise to 850 million. They're everywhere, in every cafe, in every market, in every town. We were driving through Kofeli to meet Hussein and his wife Ramate. It's a bit like navigating an assault course here. Cars don't rule the road. They battle for space against motorcycles, carts, horses, donkeys, and cattle. But we made it through the throng and down a muddy lane to the farm. So we've come down a grassy path to the home of this family. I'm standing outside their compound. As I walk in, there's an archway which is made of wood, and around it is growing runner beans, big green healthy runner beans with orange flowers. The house in front of me is a very traditional house made of mud and clay with a big tall straw roof, and beyond I can see a very healthy garden full of vegetables. So now we're going to find out how the mobile phones are helping this couple to run their farm.
It has big benefits for us because we have to follow what is happening in the market. When I leave my compound, I can call and ask about my family, whether they are secure.
Does the price of vegetables change often?
Yes. Now the market prices are not promising, but I know that after some months in September, the prices will rise again. Variations are normal.
Do you use SMS?
If I receive an SMS and it is secret, then it means I can keep it private. If it has a communal purpose, then I can share it with my neighbours. SMS is so important.
For Ramate, a mobile phone could be a lifeline.
We plan to buy another mobile. my own phone would be good for me, so I can call and speak to whoever I like. People can contact me directly when Hussein is not with me, and Hussein can call me when he goes away to ask about the farm and the family. If I go to market on my own and come home late in the dark, I sometimes get afraid. This way, I can call my husband and ask him to walk home with me.
But everyone here faces an all too familiar problem.
I am Garibe Tafasa. Network coverage is a problem. Sometimes there's no signal and the phone doesn't work at all.
How do you charge your mobile phone?
We send the mobile battery to town with our children. They charge it there and bring it back to us.
Is there security problems with a mobile phone?
Only when I go to the big town. Then I hold my phone very tightly.
Travel north from Kofeli towards Addis Ababa and the landscape changes completely. Pine forest is replaced with scrub, the rolling hills smooth out and become wide, dry plains. In the lakeside town of Zaway, daylight breaks to the sound of morning prayer. But in less than an hour, the town is alive. Horse-drawn carts shake and jingle alongside speeding lorries. Farmer Kadir Ramato lives here on the busy roadside. He has a convenience store, as well as a much larger farm than the ones I saw in Kofeli.
Have you made more money since you have had a mobile phone?
Yes, I get more. Before I had a mobile phone, the brokers would tell me the price was 1,000 birr, and they would take half. Now I communicate directly with my customers, and I get the whole 1,000 birr.
He's part of a supply chain here. He sells vegetables to brokers or middlemen, who then trade with buyers. Does it give you an advantage over farmers that don't have a mobile phone?
Yes, but my neighbours who don't have mobile phones can use mine to assess the market. You know, I like this phone more than my son, because if I send my son to another town for information, he will forget. Now I can just call to get it.
500 birr is roughly $30. Kadir's mobile means he's doubled his profits, which are now almost the same as the International Monetary Fund's projected average for Ethiopians. And that's not counting the sales in his shop. For the unaccustomed traveller, life is a curious mix of tradition and innovation in this part of the country. But for the farmers, this is part of their everyday. And for Senda Cow, it's important to embrace these rapid changes.
An important part of Senda Cow's history has been learning from African farmers. UK farmers started Senda Cow, but UK farmers also went with the cows and worked with the Ugandan farmers to learn how to adapt to the Ugandan context. Mobile phones, as you can imagine, have shortened the distance between ourselves and African farmers directly, and by doing that, we're better able to represent them more accurately here in the UK.
Taking the farmers' lead could even shake up the way they oversee other projects in Africa.
My name's Helen Jacob. I work for Senda Cow as the International Programme Team Administrator.
With this growing culture of mobile phones, is this something that organisations like Senda Cow could begin to harness?
Yes, certainly. We're really looking at harnessing some areas of our work, particularly perhaps around recording activities relating to cows, for example, because our activities are based around passing on the first female offspring. So if we can get that real core data in early, we can then project how many female cows will be available to pass on to other farmers.
Ringtones and text alerts. Familiar sounds in Ethiopia. But progress here is slow and it's hindered by rough terrain and by political obstacles like unreliable electricity. So what happens next? It's Ethiopia's equatorial neighbour which has captured the imagination of bloggers and tweeters worldwide. In no other country on the continent has the mobile explosion been quite so rampant as in Kenya.